There is a very important minhag that begins also after Purim, coming into the days as we get closer to Pesach, and that is the mitzvah of Kimcha de Pesha. In the olden days, they would actually collect flour in order to give it out to the aniyim, so we have what to make the matzot from. Today, we don't necessarily give out flour, but the custom is to collect monies from the sibur in order to make sure that the aniyim, the less fortunate, are able to buy the proper supplies that they're going to need for the Pesach, specifically for the matzot and the arba kosot and the seudot. As we know, that these supplies can be very costly. And an ani, or people that are even on a salary that are limited, have a difficult time making for the holiday. And therefore this extra money certainly goes a long way. It's not just a nice thing, it is really a proper minhag that everybody in Sibur, each one according to his level, should give something to the contribution of Kimcha de Pesha. The halakha says that if somebody's living in the city for 30 days, he's considered already part of the registry, and he's chayav to give Kimcha de Pesha. Even Tamidei Hachamim that are normally exempt from certain taxes, they also have an obligation to give the Kimcha de Pesha, and you could force people to make their pledges and their donation. How much do you have to donate? Each according to his level, each according to his panasa, what he's making. Furthermore, the halakha writes, "Hamishtametim atzmam militen lekimcha de pesha." Those people that they run away from this mitzvah and they don't give, yesh avon biyadam. Ve'im chas v'shtom yesher ani bedochak v'le'avon. Chas v'shtom, as a result, could mean there's going to be a poor person that did not have the needs for Pesach. Ve'hu lo natan le'megbit, and he didn't give to the donations, to the drive. Alu litafes ha'kolal besavaro. Chas v'shtom, they could put the noose over this person that didn't give, because they say if you would have gave, could be this ani would have had the needs. Ve'lachen kol ehad yeh mazirizin liten le'megbit zeh. Everybody should be generous to give to this appeal according to his way. Whoever wants to give to the Kimcha de Pesha, you can make your checks out to the Beit Yaakov Chesed Fund, just like we did for the Matanot Evyonim. And Be'azat Hashem, we have over 50 families that in the community, not people that are far away, people in the community, people that work, people that are contributors. But as I said, the holidays are very expensive, and the Hashem will make sure that that money is given out prior to Pesach, in order they can buy food, they can buy also clothes for their children, and they can also have some money for the holiday.